Hi, this is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is an interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ITThinkThisIsGreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
On the street, proudly present No Points, No Mix, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Bastards and Wenches, welcome to episode 231 of No Borders, No Race, your J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot. I am your King Baby Doc, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. On today's episode, we look at the brand new Netflix series, Living With Yourself, as well as why All Elite Wrestling has become something truly grand. I also look at not one, not two, but three new anime series in the isekai genre that are taking the fall 2019 season by storm. But first, we're going to try something new here on No Borders No Race. As you may recall, I recently just started taking Japanese lessons. On my previous episode, I decided just to say a special message to my teacher in Japanese to see if I was able to do it properly. And according to her, I did pretty well. So that got me thinking of what I could do with what I am learning in these classes. And then the idea hit me. What if I was to do a recap of what I discussed on the previous episode, but entirely in Japanese? That's right, I'm doing a new recurring segment here in the intro, as you all will join me in my quest to become fluent in Japanese. So for the next couple of minutes, please bear with me as I speak directly to my Japanese listeners one-on-one. And if you want to know what I'm saying, learn the damn language like I am. Got it? Good. So, let's begin. Nihon kara kite iru kamoshirenai minasan. Nihongo yo yokuto io taitoro no atarashii segmento ni yokoso. Mazu, Kanta Reisinga no Stadia Simpson wa Sound and Fury to iu atarashii arubama o rilisu suru dake de naku onaji one waru na sugoi anime ega mo rilisu shite entertainment kai o sekken shimasu. Netflix de ega o mite arubama o kaeba zettai ni koukai shinai ze. Daini ni Mike Takahashi ga atarashii ega hatsukoi de modotte kimasu. Kare no tano sokuhin no you ni sujigane iri noboroku ega janai kedo kare ga kore made ni tsukuta saikou kesaku no hitotsu. Omenogashinaku. Saigo ni Genndy Tartakovsky ga anime mini series o Primo de modotte kimasu. Mattaku kaiwa nashi dakedo, osoroshikute fukaku kodai dokutojin ga dono yoni taisho shinakereba naranakatta o hyougen shitte imasu. Mattaku kaiwa ga nai node, Nihon no risuna ni totte wa kantan na Amerika no animation nanjanai kana. And that is it for Nihongo Yoyaku. I hope I did that right. Special thank you to my Japanese teacher and founder of the Cultural Exchange Initiative, Hattori Mikio Sensei. Domo arigato gozaimasu. And again, if you're interested in more info on the Cultural Exchange Initiative, go to ceinitiative.org. By the way, a special shout out to my study buddy, Mai-san, for helping me to pronounce most of that properly. She did tell me that the phrase nanjanai kana is more feminine than masculine, but I decided to keep it in because she said it sounded cute. And as you know, I'm a sucker for cute things, so I figured what the hell. And yet, this took a very long time to say properly. Don't ask me how long I had the record button on before I had to chop it all into coherent sentences. It'll make me really sad just thinking about that. But this is a work in progress, and I hope to get better as I move forward. So, with that out of the way, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all of their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We are going to start the show off with a new track from the legendary band Spitz. Their new album is called Mike. You know, like Takeshi Miike, who I actually talked about in that special segment. And from that record is Radio Games.
Tonight. Today, and I am starting to choke in all the questions I make. Where are you all going, people? What is ahead? Is there a goddamn answer, and is there a true end?
One and only Japanese samurai guitarist Tomoyasu Hote with Give It to the Universe off of this year's Guitar Rhythm 6 record. Hote, who currently resides in London, will be back in Japan starting on December 12th for the album's Reprise Tour, with stops in Tokyo, Aichi, Fukuoka, Hokkaido, Miyagi, Gunma, and Hyogo. Paul Rudd is an actor whom I've admired for a very long time. Whether it's doing a big comedy like The 40-Year-Old Virgin or This Is 40, an indie like My Idiot Brother, or being a killer superhero in Ant-Man, Rudd has proven that he's capable of anything. So how would you expect him to work off of someone with equal capability. Specifically, what if Paul Rudd co-starred with Paul Rudd? The new Netflix series Living With Yourself answers this in a very shockingly good way. Paul Rudd plays Miles, a man whose marriage is kind of eh, and is stuck in a job he lacks the motivation for. That's when a coworker gives him a card that takes him to a spa that claims to rejuvenate anyone's life. But what Miles gets is something no one could have expected, a clone with all of his faults vanished. Apparently, the real Miles was to be killed, and the new Miles was to take his place. The new Miles has all of his memories and thoughts, leaving the clone to thinking he's just a regular Miles until the original appears in his undies and almost taking his head off. Thus begins the complicated relationship between the two Mileses. Perfect Miles starts doing normal Miles' job, leading him towards getting massive pushes within the company. But when Perfect Miles seems to overstep his boundaries, that's when Normal Miles reveals the truth to his wife, and as you can imagine, she doesn't quite take that well. When I first saw the trailer for Living With Yourself, I actually thought back to the anime Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, as it reminded me of the storyline revolving around Rio having a more confident clone of herself appearing. Well, that and the character of Sakuta just reminded me of every character Paul Rudd has played in the Judd Apatow movie. But that's where the comparison ends, because it goes a totally different route from Bunny Girl Senpai, with the two Miles is constantly clashing and getting into fights, and it even has the wife secretly dating the new Miles behind the old Miles' back, resulting in some awkward situations. What impressed me most about this show is how it's made. I don't know how many months it took to edit, but seeing Paul Rudd playing alongside, or rather even like fighting himself, is quite mesmerizing. I know there were body doubles used for certain parts, but I honestly can't tell where the body double is or where it, like, I can't even explain it. The editing is that good. Throughout the 8 episodes, there's mystery, suspense, and a sprinkling of strong humor that makes this a definite must-watch new show on the streaming platform. And how it ends? Well, there's bound to be another season of this madness. You can catch Living With Yourself right now on Netflix. It's a great show, chock full of originality, with a premise and plethora of plot twists that you won't see coming. Seriously, go and watch it. It is absolutely brilliant. And now back to the playlist, because the brooding is back. Mark Lanegan Band have unleashed another dose of darkness for all of us to embrace with our hearts. The new record is called Somebody's Knocking, and it is, oh my god, it's so amazing. From that album is Night Flight to Kabul.
Is it gold? Is it gold in Kabul? I've been there in a nest of snakes. I've been there as a blackout artist. Everyone trying to take my place. Is it gold? Is it gold? I was there as a midnight watchman. I was there for a masquerade. I was there as a makeup artist. Everyone trying to point the blame. Is it gold? I saw myself.
pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Puzzled Telepathy off of this year's Fragment album. Not one to slow down, especially since overcoming her health scare, Air Aoi will be releasing a new single for Hoshi ga Furu Yume, which serves as the end theme for Fate Grand Order Absolute Demon Battlefront Babylon. And they say isekai series have titles that are a mouthful. Yeesh. And folks, I'm so excited that Baby Metal are
back. Their new album, Metal Galaxy, which you can read my review of on the B3 site, is everything that a third album should be. Filled with both musical evolution and a never-changing attitude. In America, the record debuted at number 13 on the Billboard 200, the highest-ranked Japanese album ever, beating a record Kyu Sakamoto held for over half a century. Right now, we're going to spin the original Japanese version of one of the singles off of Metal Galaxy. Here now, our baby metal with Elevator Girl. 2017 EP, Thanks to the Moth and Ariana Rose. That was The Velt with Black and Blue. The Velt are currently touring the East Coast with a few of their pals, which, for all of my local listeners, includes a November 8th stop at the Dorchester Art Project in Boston. If you've got nothing going on that evening, do check them out. Never in my life did I ever think I'd be watching pro wrestling again. When I was in grade school, I was a huge lover of the WWF, having action figures of Jake the Snake Roberts and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And then when I was in middle school and into a little bit of high school, I was really deep into the Attitude Era with Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and D-Generation X. And around 2002, I'd say, that's when I started seeing storylines being repeated and matches becoming way too predictable. Oddly enough, it was when the F got out of WWF and became WWE, where I felt like a lot of the magic vanished with it. And it also didn't help that they bought their competition with ECW and WCW becoming shells of their former selves. Even WCW didn't even launch. They tried to do that whole invasion storyline, and after that, WCW just gone. Completely vanished. So when word got out about All Elite Wrestling, a new organization founded by Dusty Rhodes' son Cody and his wife Brandy, along with the Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan and his son Tony, it kind of grew a little bit of an interest in me. I've seen wrestling organizations rise and fall faster than you can blink your eye, and honestly, at first I was very hesitant to give it a chance. But after rave reviews came in for its world premiere, I realized that, you know, maybe I shouldn't be ignoring this. So when AEW Wrestling started airing on TNT, the old home of World Championship Wrestling, I decided to give it a try. And I gotta say, like, that magic that I felt when I used to watch wrestling as a kid was back. There's this level of intensity that the wrestlers bring that I haven't seen since the era of the Hardy Boys, the Dudley Boys, or even Rob Van Dam. What's more, thus far, this weekly TV show, AEW Dynamite, isn't just some bullshit commercial for the next pay-per-view event. You get a legit show out of these episodes. It is not a show where it's smack-talking for 2 hours straight. It's some high-flying, adrenaline-pumping wrestling matches that wow your eyeballs out of. And can we talk a little bit about the roster? Besides Cody and his brother Dustin Rhodes, who used to wrestle as Goldust, you've got legends like Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho showcasing how much they still got it, as well as some amazing newcomers like Darby Allin already making a name for themselves. And holy crap, it's great to see female wrestlers actually be taken seriously instead of being some fan service bullshit. There's even a respectable roster of Japanese female wrestlers like the current champ Riho, Emi Sakura, and Yuka Sakazaki. And just for a little bonus, we've got Jim Ross at the commentator's table and the legendary Earl Hebner as the referee. Like, whatever WWE had left magic-wise, AEW somehow just snagged it away. Now, I mentioned Japanese wrestlers, which leads me to my reason why I am in love with AEW. It takes more of a stance with how it's presented, not just like the WWE, but rather something like New Japan Pro Wrestling. There's personality that's very much in your face, but there's a bigger focus on the spectacle of wrestling matches. Dare I say, the art form of pro wrestling. There's a lot of choreography involved, and while things may be predetermined like most sports entertainment programs, AEW does something that I thought I'd never do again. It made me believe in their performances. I know they're fake, but it takes a fantastic illusion to craft an amazing magic trick, and that's something that AEW thus far has perfected. And people do get injured. Like, you're tossing people around. They're going over the top rope. They get hurt, man, doing these things. I know, like, the punches and kicks are kind of, like, fake, but everything else, they throw their bodies into this shit. So for those who feel like the WWE has gotten stale and uncaring of its fan base, I urge you to drop them like an ugly-ass baby and come to All Elite Wrestling. The way this organization cares for their fans, it's something truly special. And by the way, do yourself a favor. There's a story about Cody Rhodes and what he did for this young fan recently. It's fantastic. It'll make you love the organization with all of your hearts. You can catch AEW Dynamite on Wednesday nights on TNT. And if it can make me back into a lover of professional wrestling, and it can make anyone appreciate the sports entertainment spectacle. Up next, we've got some Tricell to get you bouncing along from this year's record, Try Again. This is Believe.
Program.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube Phil's Recap and Review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Miyavi with Butterfly from this year's No Sleep Till Tokyo, Always the Busy Man. You can catch Miyavi in the new film Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, where he plays the character of Udo. From the deserts of Arizona come Audra, who have released their first new album since 2009's Everything Changes. The record is called Dear Tired Friends, and the song is called Another Fallen Petal.
Let your thoughts fall on top of me. Awake but dreaming of a better life. Where do kids go when they grow older? To the past. locked in stories that never have happy endings. Went through a courtyard and the leaves shake. Another fallen petal that no one watches over. Another fallen petal that no one watches over. And that is.
Respawn. If you find yourself in Sendai, Japan on November 30th, you can catch them at Hook as part of the Sounds of Death Festival, which will also feature Sound Witch, Brunette Bull, Top Secret, and Murderhead. You know, folks, I had gotten to a point where I thought the isekai genre had run its course. Everything I thought they could do with it, I thought they had already done, to the point where I started seeing isekai shows repeating other isekai shows. And it had reached a point where I thought isekai anime would no longer surprise me, with probably the last one that I immensely enjoyed being that time I got reincarnated as a slime. But this fall season in anime, I'm shocked. There are 3 isekai shows that are airing right now on Funimation Now and Crunchyroll that not only have wowed me, but have straight up let me laugh my ass off around every single corner. So let's start things off with a new isekai from comedy master Natsumi Akatsuki, the creator of Konosuba. This series is called Kimono Michi, and it follows a pro wrestler who gets transported into another realm for a quest to kill magical beasts by order of the land's ruler. One problem, this wrestler loves animals, to the point where he German suplexes the princess when he hears her request. This leads the wrestler to set out on his own journey to domesticate all of the magical beasts and open a pet shop to sell them to customers. The other two anime in this isekai genre you can just explain by its title alone. The first is Cautious Hero. The hero is overpowered but overly cautious. A goddess must summon an earthling to save a planet from being destroyed, only for the goddess to choose a guy who's way too careful with training and battle planning. This is the kind of guy who goes full-blown nuts with his powers on a level 1 slime monster. He even goes out and burns down a town he's supposed to be saving, killing a couple of citizens, all to make sure that the threat is dead. And the other show is called Didn't I Say to Make My Abilities Average in the Next Life? A brilliant girl is brought to another world after being killed by Truck-kun. She asks to just live a simple normal life, having nothing special whatsoever. Of course, the opposite happens with the powers she has leveled all the way up despite her novice techniques. She goes to maid school, makes some friends, and forms a party after graduation, all the while attempting to hide her true skills. But if an enemy makes a snarky comment about her tits, let's just say you wouldn't want to be near her. Rather, you wouldn't want to be near 50 feet of that poor bastard who made the comment. That is for certain. All three of these anime are hilarious for different reasons. Kimono Michi has a hero who loves animals and tosses around anyone through a wall who calls him a beast killer. Cautious Hero has a goddess who looks like she's having a bunch of veins popping from her forehead over the man she summoned. And Average Abilities? Average Abilities is just straight up cute humor, which is what this writer-director duo do best, as evident by what they did with Himoto Omoru-chan, Yoroyori, and Kotona-san. And I would normally go on more about what makes these shows great, but, you know, I might have to be diving more into that in some future articles. But for now, you can catch Kimono Michi and Cautious Hero on Funimation now, and Didn't I Say to Make My Abilities Average in the Next Life is on Crunchyroll. That is three isekai comedy anime in fall 2019, all three of them being really good slam dunk winners all across the board. Do not miss out on any of these three, even if you feel like you've had an isekai overload, like I've had for the past, I don't know, past year. I haven't even watched the Shield Hero one, despite AFLM telling me, you gotta watch Shield Hero. I have not watched Shield Hero. I probably should. But then again, like, there's so much isekai out there that, you know, I don't want to overload myself with the same genre. And yet, here are three that are airing practically back-to-back that are just straight-up entertaining, just simply fun shows that I highly recommend people check out. So please, don't you miss out in any of these three programs. You know, after all, like the wikis are coming up very, very shortly. It's just 2 months away that we're going to be recording the wikis. And these shows actually might walk away with some of those invisible trophies when it comes time to name the winners. Like, it's weird. Normally, it's the winter season when all the best shit comes out in the anime realm. But this year, it's been like the fall season. Like, the fall season has been unbelievable when it comes to anime. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know what else to add to that. I'm going to move on to the next song. Coming up, we've got voice actress extraordinaire Rie Takahashi, who you'll hear on the big screen on November 12th when she reprises her role as the iconic Mega Man in Konosuba, Legend of Crimson. For this past summer's second season of Karakai Jozo no Takagi-san, she has recorded a bunch of covers that served as the series' end themes. Here now is Rie Takahashi with her rendition of Rami Oromen's Konayuki.
てるのに風に吹かれて似たように凍えるのに僕は君の全てなど知ってはいないだろう。それでも一億人から君を見つけたよ。根拠はないけど本気で思ってるんだ。些細な愛もなくてララライララライ同じ時間を生きてなどいけない。素直になれないなら喜びも悲しみも虚しい。だけこの
another retro gaming podcast.
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
Stereotypically depressed woman sobbing in her car in a grocery store parking lot as I realize whenever I connected.
streets of Danvers, Massachusetts, where the real Salem witch trials actually happened. That was Bad Larry's with Not That Crazy. That comes off of their new album, Perfect Trim. They opened for Sissy Mommy Ray when I saw them a couple of weeks ago, and they were absolutely astounding. If there's one Massachusetts-based up-and-comer that I urge you to keep a close watch on, it is absolutely Bad Larry's. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bash Brigade and Facebook.com/Land of Ash. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Ash, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from The Velt and Audra, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Elizabeth II for their contribution to last week's Shameless Tuesdays. Be sure to grab their new EP, Two Margaritas at the 55, when it hits stores on November 9th. They've got something really special brewing on that record, that's for certain. Anime NYC is coming up very shortly on November 15th to the 17th at the Jarvis Center in New York City. This will be my first time going, but I've heard great things from some of my peers, so I'm very excited to experience what they have to offer. So, if you see me on the show floor, don't be shy and say hi. Today, we're going to end things with a new track from M-Flow, which features Colombian reggaeton singer J Balvin. This serves as the main theme song to the new Funimation and Polygon Pictures film, Human Lost, which you can read my review of on the B3 site. This is... well, Human Lost. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
I look into your eyes, but I don't see you no more. Yeah. Just a replica of what used to be you before. You say all the right things to all the your heart's not in it. I look into your eyes, but I just don't feel you no more.
It's all about the way that you move. So what can I go anywhere? This just ain't right. You're fading out, go, 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 go. No te puedo encontrar what I believe's true, you. I'm calling out to nombre, pero no te oyes. Ahí llega aquí mi amor, coco ni nai. I'm seeing you so bad. Regresa a mí. Baby, bring your heart back. Oy, 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 oy. Oy, 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 oy.
Hold up, stand up. Hold up, stand up.
Got nobody. Yo, Hikari. Yo, Mikaru.
Where did you go?
No reconoces más. No sabes ya ni quién soy.
Where did you go?
No sé si fue mentira o una falsa realidad. Ya no pareces humana, no tienes un corazón. Y solo dices cosas por decir y no las
sientes. Where did you go?
I was born a cynic, became a critic, yeah. Rather be a villain than be high committed, yeah. Half-ass hero, don't wanna hear it, nah. Don't wanna take a stab if I can't kill it. Yeah, I get it, yeah, I get it. Trying to help out and make me fit in, telling me we are the same, okay. But you don't know that you in the game I invented, yeah. Woke up this morning, put my dreams on hold, oh. Autopilot conscious, Kanjo, taking you sleep with Modo, oh. Nano ni tension, oh. Bakari takaku, itsu no mani ka lost to get show, oh.
I look into your eyes, but I don't see you no more. Nah, nah. Just a replica of what used to be you before.
You say all the right things, do all the right things, but your heart's not in it.
I look into your eyes, but I just don't feel you no more.
It hurts because I used to know you. Shine entre tus ojos, no encuentro más. No hay nada aquí, amiga, oh. Please, ¿dónde estás?
eres humana, no eres humana, no eres, no eres, no eres humana. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Conoces más, no sabes ya ni quién soy.
Where did you go?
No sé si fue mentira.
Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.